You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. I'm Leora Zeitlin, and I am delighted to have in our studios today Jim Shearer, tuba professor here at New Mexico State University, and Celeste Shearer, horn player and teacher at Mesa Middle School. Jim and Celeste being related with the same last name. And this is an exciting interview because it's not just about a concert, it's about a CD release concert for your new CD, Haunted America Suite, which has been long in the making. And congratulations on the new CD for both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Haunted America Suite, this has a lot of local names or people who have paid visits to Las Cruces, starting with Justin Rains, yep. who is a graduate of New Mexico State University, is going on to big and great things as a composer, and it's his piece, Haunted America Suite, that is the title track.
Correct.
Tracks. Yes.
That's really where we started. Justin was a student here, and asked him to write a piece that was called The Bell Witch. It was a ghost story from where I'm from in the South, and we really liked that for horn, tuba, and piano. And then we added another movement and another movement, and about 3 years later, we added the little connector movement called Spooklight, which is a ghost story from Celeste's childhood, and that made the suite as we know it as Haunted America Suite.
Yeah. And I understand a little haunting took place in the making of the CD.
It did, indeed.
Absolutely. And performances, too. We've had live performances. The first time we played Bellwitch, the lights went off in the middle of the show for about 2 seconds, 3 seconds. They just dipped and came right back on. Nobody touched the board. Nobody did anything. The house manager's like, I have no idea why that happened. So,
okay.
That added a little excitement to
that
me.
That was one little haunt.
In the recording, we got to the final mix. Everything was recorded. And all of a sudden, we heard a door slam. And it was faint. It was in the background. But Steve Haddad was the engineer from UTEP, great musician who's on the faculty at UTEP helping us record this. And he said, what was that? I said, I don't know. And we went back and listened to it and turned the volume way up and isolated. And there's a door slam. And there's no way that happened during the recording process. It just couldn't have. We wouldn't have missed that. Yeah. So the Bell Witch is on the record. If you crank it up, you'll hear it. It's there's a little door slam.
And then we were just having problems with the mic. So
right.
before this
interview, so don't mess with the Bell Witch. She's tough, man.
All right. Also on this CD are works by friends of yours who've come through Las Cruces in the past, James mm-hmm. Grant
yes.
and
yes.
Lester Pack. And in fact, I'll just say to my listeners, we have interviews with both of them. If you scroll down on the Intermezzo page, you'll find. And we had some interesting conversations with both of them
yep.
about contemporary music, and I think it was James Grant, could have been Lester Pack. I talked about going back to tonality, and he said no, mm-hmm. going forward to a new tonality.
That's Jim Grant
in the 21st century
absolutely.
Music, and you'll hear that in this music. And then there's two pieces by Lon Chaffin, now
yep.
the chair of the music department here at New Mexico State. Mm-hmm. So Jim, talk a little bit about your friendship relationship with all these composers and how you chose these pieces
sure.
for the CD.
Well, like I said, Justin was a student of ours, and
right.
that's how I got to know him. Lon was actually friends with Barbara and Rick Lambrecht down in El Paso. Rick, of course, is the horn player in the El Paso Brass that I play with. And Lon was chairman at Mary Hardin Baylor. He had been a student of Barbara's many years ago. And they brought us out to Mary Hardin Baylor to play a show. And as always, when I meet a new composer, hey, have you written anything for tuba? Have you thought about writing for tuba? And he did actually have a couple of tuba pieces, and I bought copies of those. And I said, you know, we're doing some new horn, tuba, and piano stuff. Would you think about writing a trio? And he wrote this piece, Far Away Nearby, that's based on the paintings of George O'Keeffe. We went down to Mary Hardin Baylor and played it. We did a couple of tours of Texas playing this piece, gosh, 7, 8 years ago, right? This was
yes.
with Martha Rowe when Martha was still here on our faculty at NMSU on piano. And lo and behold, a few years later, the chairmanship came open here. Lon applied for it and got the job. So it's just music's a small world.
Indeed it is. And James Grant and Lester Pack, also friends
yep.
of yours who've come through.
Jim Grant's a guy I met through my professional organization, the International Tuba Euphonium Association, 20 years ago or so. And we never met until just a few years ago. We brought him out for a residency here at NMSU. He took part in the Contemporary Music Festival. And we got to know him a lot better then. We did a shrimp bowl for him and hung out. And, of course, like you said, he came on your show.
Just sent him a big old box of chilies.
We just sent him a big box of red chili. He needed some. He needed a chili fix, you know. So we've gotten to be good friends over the years, and he does now consortium commissions. That's one of his things, is he's doing these project called Songs Without Words, and he gets a lead commissioner, and then they put together a consortium. Celeste was in this consortium for Why Because, and that's a brand new piece that just came out last year.
Yeah, Why Because. It's so, two sections, right, of a short, lovely piece. Right. And Celeste, we'll mention Lester Pack a little bit later on, because I want to get to Celeste, who I've never had on the radio before. Celeste, you're a horn player.
Yes.
Wonderful to be collaborating with your husband.
It has been a real treat, yes.
Yeah, tell us, first of all, tell us a little bit about your background. I know you teach at Mesa Middle School, but your horn background.
I do teach at Mesa, and it's a great place to work. I just wanted to throw that in there. I went off to college and studied with Ron Lemon at West Texas State University, which is now West Texas A&M in Canyon. Then I went down the street to Texas Tech and studied a couple years with Anthony Britton. And then I took a couple years off, and that's really not important what I was doing then, but I got my act together and came back to college and finished at UTEP. And studied with John Groves there, who was a big integral part of this recording, indeed. And to get to play with Jim now on all these pieces and have music written specifically for us, it's been an incredible journey and a fun, and at times trying, but you would say the same. Very rewarding, though. To get to make music with your spouse, that's a pretty special gift for both of us.
Celeste is being modest about her playing. She actually had a summer fellowship at Tanglewood with the Empire Brass and worked with them. And she is known in this area as being the fearless horn player. You know, if you got something scary, give it to Celeste. She'll just sight read it.
So. I don't know if that's true.
That's absolutely true.
Thank you.
Well, that's wonderful. And this is an unusual combination. Tuba, horn, and piano. Has there been much written for the...
You know where this really started is Alec Wilder.
Yep. Okay, Jim and I have talked about Alec Wilder a lot.
John Barrows and Harvey Phillips commissioned Alec to write a piece for them. That led to a second piece, and those have become pretty famous in the tuba and even in the horn world. And of course, Alec wrote for horn in many other idioms because of John Barrows. And it's all about friendships, you know, with Alec Wilder, like these pieces, actually. It's all about making instrumentalists making relationships with composers, and they're creating pieces on that collaboration. And from that, other composers started writing for horn, tuba, and piano. So there is some literature out there, and we're just trying to broaden that horizon.
And now you have with several pieces, which is pretty exciting. So give us an update about Justin Raines, because I actually haven't heard. We're in touch periodically, but where is he?
He's in L.A., and he's, he's just signed a new contract with...
Max Steiner Agency.
Yeah, and he's doing some great work on a zombie film.
And new TV pilot.
And some stuff for television. And he calls every once in a while to give us updates. I know he calls Jim a lot more than he calls me.
He has five films booked for this year already.
Isn't that great?
He's got five films to score.
Fantastic. Yes. This is Justin Raines. He grew up here and went to NMSU, and he has done everybody who knows him proud.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So this CD, Haunted America Suite, it's out on the Summit label, and you're having a CD release concert on Wednesday, May 6th.
Yes.
So when you're having a CD release concert, how do you choose which pieces you're going to play?
We look for the easiest ones.
We do not. That is not true.
But there aren't any on this one. No. There are no easy pieces on this CD.
We try to balance the program and represent all the composers. We can't do the whole album. It's actually too long to do the whole thing. So we're going to do all of Haunted America Suite, all of Lon Chaffin's Far Away Nearby. We'll do a couple of movements of Lester Pack's Suite, and then Celeste will do Why Because that's the request. Everybody wants to hear that piece, so we'll do that piece.
But let's talk a little bit about Lester Pack, because we didn't mention him as a composer and what his approach is.
Wow, Lester's approach. That's a really interesting question. Lester is a barbecue buddy of mine. We cook on the Count Basie Porkestra at the Memphis in May. And we are mutual friends of musicians and musicians and musicians. And that's how I got to know Lester, 20 years ago. We were teaching band camps in Arkansas together. That's how I got to know him. But Lester is on the faculty at the University of Arkansas Monticello and is a composer in addition to being a fantastic jazz guitarist. And same thing. Hey, Lester, you need to write something for us. So he wrote wrote us this trio, and now he's written me a piece for tuba and string quartet as well. So we've got two pieces from him. He's a great band composer, and we've just all gotten to be great friends.
He's an incredibly gifted jazz guitarist, yeah. And when you meet him, you wouldn't know any of this. He's just the most unassuming, local,
He's a
good old boy, and he cooks great food, and he writes awesome music.
But he's very much in the kind of Persichetti, Nellie Bell, Warren Benson kind of mold, and it is kind of what you said, the new tonality. He writes what suits the moment, and his compositional style will change depending on the mood of whatever given piece he's writing. So he can be very tonal, and he can be very not tonal.
As is evident in his piece that he wrote for us on this CD.
Yeah, it has a little
bit
of everything.
It changes greatly within itself. Yeah. There's a lot of...
Which has some interesting movements.
Yeah.
It has a chaconne, which we think of as a kind of Baroque dance form,
right.
But he writes that they think it may have come from Mexico to Spain.
Indeed.
And that's what this piece is. It's a funky Latin groove.
It's funky,
yeah, it's
right.
A little wilder than any chaconne I've ever heard.
Right.
And then he's got a Santa Fe.
Right.
Is
it Fantasy?
Fantasy, yeah. That's a piano. It's a little piano solo
right.
in the middle of the piece. And that was inspired by a trip out here. He came out to visit, and he was with some friends, and they were walking around Santa Fe, and that's his little impression of it, and it's beautiful. It's a perfect little moment in the piece.
All right, pianists. You've got a few different pianists, three, I think, different pianists represented on this CD. Two of them in the neighborhood. I don't know about the third. So tell us about your pianists.
Well, the pianist we're going to play with on Wednesday night is Dr. Dina K. Jones. She's the piano teacher, a professor at UTEP, and she recorded with me Why Because. She recorded Jim's solo piece on the album, and we're with her now as a trio because she's around and she's phenomenal. She's excellent to work with. Had a great rehearsal with her last night. Martha Rowe is no longer with us. She was originally
with us.
I'm sorry.
Of course. Sorry, Martha. Martha's fine. Everybody, Martha's cool. Don't worry about Martha.
Martha, you're not with us here physically. We wish you were, and we wish you well. Dr. Laura Spitzer on our faculty here at New Mexico State. She performed Lon's piece.
Both of Lon's solo pieces. Tuba piece that didn't make it to the album. We ran out of space, so it'll be on my next solo album. And we work with Laura from time to time, and she's a great collaborative artist. She's just so busy she can't go out on the road with us as a trio all the time, and looks like Dina's going to be able to do some of that. And then once Martha left town, because Martha was integral in creating a lot of these pieces, we were a trio for a number of years, and she sort of helped mold the piano structures and what they were going to be. But once she left town, we couldn't get her back to record. Daryl Parton. People would know him here as Daryl Parton. Daryl recently married, and he and his wife merged their names, and that's how he became Daryl Fitzparton. It's the same guy. It's Daryl. Daryl is in the Navy Band in D.C., and he's also an enlisted conductor. He is just a phenomenal pianist. I've worked with him for 20 years off and on. And, if you need fearless playing, Daryl's the guy to call, and some of this calls for some real fearless playing. So we brought Daryl out for a week, and we laid these trios down with him.
So we have Haunted America Suite, which is based on sort of folk stories
legends.
Of parts
mm-hmm.
legends,
mm-hmm.
and Lon Chaffin's piece inspired by Georgia O'Keeffe,
right.
and Lester Pack. I don't know. I think of it as a kind of dance piece because it's got different forms.
It's a suite, and each movement is a very different kind of character piece.
And what do we have? The Why Because, and we have Unfolding. Vain Struggles and Lamentations,
which
comes from a quote.
Yep.
I'm forgetting now.
It's supposed to be a really positive quote about life, but we like the darker side of sometimes life is just vain struggles and lamentations and you ain't getting nowhere. And that's kind of what the piece is. It's just the general frustration of, and he wrote that in the piece. It comes off well, though.
Kind of reminds you of a film noir almost.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of a film,
I
a dark
really
film
enjoy that
type piece.
That's also by Justin Rains.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So there is a way in which a lot of this CD has other inspirations coming into it as opposed to sort of absolute music. They all have interesting associations.
Right. And we like that. I mean, particularly, I drive that way when I can because of my instrument. You know, people have such odd expectations of the tuba and certainly don't view it as a solo or a collaborative chamber instrument. So to give them something visual in the case of some of Lon's pieces, there's actual art that you look at as we play the pieces, or just representational. I mean, Justin's movie music is movie music. It really sounds like a soundtrack. You can create vivid pictures in your mind. I think that helps the audience kind of, and it's like, forget it's French horn and tuba. Forget, don't worry, just listen to the music, and the music will take you somewhere.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, definitely. The concert is Wednesday at 7 o'clock, Wednesday, May 6th at 7 o'clock at the Atkinson Recital Hall. It's a CD release celebration concert
yes.
of Haunted America Suite, the new CD featuring my guests today, Jim Shearer, Celeste Shearer, and Dina K. Jones
yes.
will be at
yes.
the piano Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it.